A lovely story, isn't it, of a sheep and a shepherd. We're all going to, in a moment, get a picture of a sheep, which is going to be our own for the service. So maybe we could ask some of the children to help us. And if you need a pencil or a pen to write or draw with, then there's some here. So the kids can bring those round. Everybody needs a picture of a sheep and something to write or draw with. So we'll have a couple of moments whilst you receive your sheep or your pencil if you need one. You can pass them round, Ruth. And as you do, as you wait for your sheep, I want you to think, apart from food, which we've talked about this morning, what are the other things that a shepherd needs to provide for his sheep? What are the other things that a shepherd needs to provide for his sheep? Apart from food, are there any other things? So you can have a chat with the people nearby, and then in a couple of moments, we'll take some ideas of the other things that a shepherd needs to provide for his sheep. Ruth might have a very active part in the service this morning, because Ruth has a background in shepherding. So not only a GRCT trustee, also an expert shepherd. So we have an expert here which we can consult. So apart from food, any other things that a sheep needs? Any other things? Let's have a think about that as we receive our little pictures of our sheep and our pencils as well. Apart from food, does anybody know what else a shepherd needs to provide for his sheep? Or anyone else got any ideas? A field. A field is an idea. A field of good grass to eat, somewhere to graze. Yeah, I'll take some other ideas in a moment. Any other ideas of what a shepherd needs to provide for his sheep? Whilst you're thinking, you can write your name or put your initials on your sheep. So this is going to be you. This sheep is you. Looks like you, doesn't it? Why not? Let's have one while people are thinking, Ruth, from our expert shepherd.
People might not think of this, but sheep's feet are, they need their toenails clipped a couple of times a year.
Wow.
So when my brother gets his sheep in the summer, one of the things he does is look after their feet so they don't go lame.
Wow. Look, cutting a sheep's toenails. Can you imagine? Quite a job, isn't it? But very important one. So write your name on your sheep, and then we've remembered already that one of the things that the good shepherd needs to do is provide food for his sheep, but not just food, all the things that the sheep needs. Maybe you could draw in one corner of your sheep picture, you could draw some grass for your sheep to eat to remind you that God provides all that that sheep needs. But Jesus is our good shepherd. And we don't need grass to eat, do we? But we have other needs in our lives, don't we? We have other needs that Jesus can meet. We do need food to eat, but we have spiritual needs as well, don't we? We need things like love and joy and peace to be provided for us. Yeah, you can lean on a Bible if you're finding it tricky to write on your knee. So something you need, you can write down on your sheep. Do you have a need that you want Jesus to provide for, or something that you want Jesus to provide for you today? Not grass, but something, a need that you have as one of Jesus's sheep. So think about that. You can talk to the people near to you if there's something that you want your good shepherd to provide for you this morning. Maybe it is one of those spiritual needs like love or joy or peace. Anything like that. And then maybe we could just remember, as we look at our sheep, that Jesus promises, as our good shepherd, to give us all that he needs. Now, did anybody notice in that video that we watched, did anybody notice what happened to the sheep? Did anybody notice what happened to the sheep in the video? What happened to the sheep? Do you want to share it on the microphone?
His foot got stuck.
He wandered off from the safe path and his foot got stuck. One of the really important jobs that a shepherd does is to help his sheep stay on the right path. So can you, on another corner of your sheep, can you draw a little path, maybe a winding path? Because I think our lives are never a straight path, are they? They're always a winding path. And as you draw that winding path, I want you to remember one of the other promises that Jesus makes to us. He says he guides us on a safe path. The shepherd doesn't want us to wander off and get in all sorts of trouble, like our foot stuck, like that sheep in that video. But he wants to guide us on a safe path. I wonder if you feel as though you don't know which way to go this morning, whether you're worried about something, whether you feel as though you have a danger or you're in a dangerous place or something that's causing you to worry or feel troubled in some way. Maybe we could just look at that path and remember that Jesus promises that he will guide us on a safe path as he is our good shepherd. Another thing that the good shepherd does, a good shepherd, is he stays always with his sheep. Nowadays, shepherds can leave their sheep out in the fields because there aren't so many dangers mostly around for those sheep. But in the days when Jesus was around, if a shepherd left his sheep on his own, do you know what kind of wild animals would come to find the sheep? Does anybody know the wild animals that would come and try and get to the sheep? You got an idea again, Jasper?
Bears,
quite right. Any other wild animals that would come to the sheep? Let's come across.
A wolf.
A wolf, quite right, Henry. A wolf would come. Any others, Ruby?
Fox.
A fox, maybe. Yes, a fox might come and attack the lambs. Any others? Rebecca, you're going to shout. A lion, you're right. Foxes, bears, lions, wolves. If they were left on their own, they'd get in all sorts of trouble. So do you know what the shepherd used to do? He used to gather them in to their sheep pen at night to protect them from the wolves and the bears and the lions and the foxes, I'm sure. And that sheep pen didn't have a gate on it. Did you notice in our video the sheep pen didn't have a gate? Do you know what the shepherd would do? In the daytime, he would fight the lions and the bears with his stick. He'd make them go away with his stick. And at nighttime, he would lie down across the front, and he would put himself in between the lions and the bears and the wolves that were on the outside and the sheep who were on the inside, and he would protect them, and he would sleep lying down across the front. Yeah, like this. Lying down across the front like this, protecting the sheep from the dangers that were outside. He never left them on their own. Can you draw a shepherd's crook? It's like an upside down letter J. Can you draw a shepherd's crook to remind you that Jesus, our good shepherd, protects us and doesn't leave us on our own? Well done. Maybe you feel like you're on your own sometimes. Maybe you feel worried that you're on your own sometimes and you don't know that Jesus is with you. Well, shall I tell you something else that the shepherd used to do with his shepherding stick? If the sheep couldn't see the shepherd, if they were going down a really dark, winding path, the shepherd would take his stick and he would bang it against the rocks along the wall of the path, so that even if the shepherd couldn't see his sheep and the sheep couldn't see the shepherd, they could hear him and recognize that he was with them, because he promised always to be with them. I mentioned just a moment ago those dangers that a good shepherd would sometimes protect his sheep from, the lions and the wolves and the foxes and the bears. Do you know, sometimes a really good shepherd, if a lion or a wolf or a bear came to attack the sheep, he would not only put himself in the way of the bears and the wolves getting to the sheep, he'd actually put himself in real danger. He'd get between the lion and the wolf, he'd get between the sheep and the lion or the sheep and the bear. He would sometimes even lay down his own life. He would even be himself killed so that his sheep would stay safe. Isn't that amazing? That to protect his sheep, a really good shepherd would allow himself to be killed rather than his sheep. Now Jesus, when he says he's the good shepherd, we have to remember that he too put himself in the way of real danger, laid down his life in order that we might live. We are his sheep and he is our good shepherd. Not only a good shepherd, but actually the best shepherd that ever there could be. And he laid down his life for his sheep. We're his sheep, and he laid down his life for us. I wonder if you might turn that stick into a cross, that shepherd's stick now. I wonder if you might just put a line across it to remind us that God doesn't only protect us by being with us, he protects us by laying down his own life for us so that we might live in him. Those are some of the things that a good shepherd does for his sheep. I wonder what a good sheep does for his shepherd. Shall I tell you, this is a much easier question. A good sheep does two things. He listens to his shepherd's voice and he follows his shepherd's voice. He looks out for his shepherd and he listens to the shepherd's voice and then he follows his shepherd. If we're going to keep ourselves on that good path, if we're going to keep ourselves with our good shepherd, we need to do just the same, don't we? We need to listen for our shepherd's voice and we need to follow it, and he will keep us provided for, he'll keep us safe, he'll keep us on that good path, and he'll lead us to that place where we can enjoy life with him forever. Let me pray for us before we sing again. Father God, thank you that you are the good shepherd. Thank you that you lead your sheep to places where they can enjoy things to eat, water to drink. Thank you that you provide for all of our needs. Thank you that you guide and lead us on a good and safe path. And thank you that you protect us from all danger. And we pray, Lord, that we would be your good sheep, that we would listen to your voice, and we would follow you. Amen.